And let's turn now to sports. And the big breaking story this weekend, hitting on a playing field, LeBron James is having more meetings than a House subcommittee with the Clippers, the Knicks, the Heat, and the Nets today with the Bulls and the Cavs. What great urban area will receive the LeBron James million, multi-million stimulus aid package? NBR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us. Morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Oh, all this excitement. So where's he going to go?
I'm glad you asked. I'm sitting here with this crystal ball, Scott, and
yeah.
I'm seeing Dorothy and a tornado and Auntie M, but no basketball players.
Tune your crystal ball to another channel, my friend. Yes.
Scott, I have no idea. No one has any idea. The players probably have no idea. We have heard that Dwayne Wade, who was apparently
yes.
a lock to stay in Miami, is giving consideration to Chicago's wooing, which I assume is more than a big bouquet of roses and a box of chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Will he team up with LeBron or Chris Bosh in Chicago? Will LeBron stay in his home state of Cleveland? You notice I'm simply posing questions.
Yeah, I know you're making a time-honored way we have in this business of avoiding answering the question, Tom.
Yes.
Well, and of course, I mean, to our knowledge, he hasn't made a decision. So how could you know it? I do got another question though.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't his price go down after a tepid performance in the playoffs?
Oh, we all forget those kinds of things. Sports is littered with moments when athletes seem to just, you know, pull off a horrible moment. And then, you know, people forget. And the fact is, all LeBron has to do is win 1, 2, 3, 6 championships.
Yeah.
And people will have forgotten what happened this year in the playoffs against the Boston Celtics.
But he kind of has to sign somewhere where he can go and win a championship ASAP, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, the clock is ticking, but it should be noted that Michael Jordan, the gold standard for today's players, he didn't win his first title until he was 28, and LeBron is 25, so he's got a little bit of time. But, you know, with Kobe Bryant out there collecting rings seemingly
yeah.
every year and still young enough to get more, LeBron probably needs to get going kind of soon.
Wimbledon today, Serena Williams is playing Vera Zonareva. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, her. A very talented Russian tennis player. Roger Federer lost this week to a
yeah.
guy who was rated 12th. Have we seen the best of Roger Federer?
Oh, I hope not. You know, he's been such a great player to watch. He's been a great champion, the holder of the most Grand Slam titles at 16. But, you know, after two straight quarterfinal exits in Grand Slam tournaments, you're starting to hear it from the commentators and the columnists. Federer is a month away from being 29. In elite tennis, that does seem to be when the decline starts. Now, you can see him roaring back and winning the U.S. Open. But the unfortunate part, if this is the beginning of the slide, is we may not get much more of a wonderful rivalry between Federer and Rafael Nadal.
And let me just note, the Tour de Steroids begins today in France. And Tom?
Wait.
I have a, whatever they call it, that funny horn in the studio. World Cup is winding down. Quarterfinals are here. Netherlands over Brazil. Was that a great game? And then Uruguay
great.
Over Ghana. Heartrending ending.
Oh.
Yeah, that was sad. Spain and Paraguay later today. What do you see?
Well, you know, Spain is better, and they also have bulletin board material from the ever-talkative coach of Argentina, Diego Maradona, who said that Spain benefited from horrible officiating to reach the quarterfinals. So not that Spain needs extra motivation to move on, but they got it from Señor Maradona.
Mm. He's going to take his clothes off if Argentina wins, right?
Yeah, and we're all looking forward to that.
Well, all right. I'm actually glad not to have a front row seat. NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
I'm listening to the NPR News.